Got you. It's the bucket, Stanley. I'm implying that you're married to the bucket. Isn't that hysterical? You have to admit it's extremely clever. And I want to go on the record as saying that the bucket could never have come up with a plot twist like this. Please, come inside. Hey, let me tell my bucket story over here. This is a very sad story about Stanley and his bucket. Stanley believed very much that he and the bucket were best friends. They went everywhere together. They shared every moment together. They were inseparable. Over time, Stanley came to feel that he and the bucket shared a special bond. They were kindred spirits, destined to be together, fated to live a life with one another. It came to be that Stanley felt he could not be his deepest, truest self without the bucket. And yet, there was a shock in store for our hero. For the bucket he knew and loved so dearly, which he cherished with all his heart, which he believed would always be there for him. At the end of it all, it turned out that it was nothing more than an ordinary metal bucket. Nothing special about it at all. For so long, I've been watching him and the bucket. Watching Stanley live in his delusion that the bucket cares for him on any particular level. It's quite infuriating to see him treat a bucket as an intellectual equal. Perhaps this says something unflattering about Stanley's intellect. I don't know whether or not to spoil it all for him, to grab him by the collar and scream right in his face, "You dolt! What are you doing? It's a bucket!" The most it will ever do for you is effectively transfer a liquid from one location to a different location. That's it! These are the kinds of conversations I have with him in my head all day long, every single day. And yet, I don't know whether or not to actually say it to him, to spoil it for him. He looks so happy. He seems to truly believe that the bucket is a dear loved one. Who am I to judge? Why ruin something so innocent and so pure? Oh, forget it. Let's ruin it for him. Stanley! Can you hear me? Listen to me. It's just a bucket. It can't think. It can't feel. It doesn't know your name. It doesn't share any of your taste in movies. I could literally go to any hardware store and buy dozens of buckets identical to yours in every way. Okay, I guess it was pointless all along. Stanley won't listen to me. He's just going to keep clinging to his bucket. This cold, empty bucket. This sort of shiny bucket. I'll give it this. The bucket does have a nice shine to it. Yes. I suppose on closer inspection that it doesn't quite look like your average hardware store bucket. It's just a little more, what am I trying to say? Sturdier? More capable of transporting liquid? Like it would be better at moving an amount of water from one room to another? Oh my God, what am I saying? Better at carrying water from room to room? It's a bucket. It's literally just a bucket. Why do I feel some need to point out the ways in which it's so much more than just a regular bucket? Oh, no, I'm having feelings for the bucket. No. What's going on? Why do I want to be with the bucket? Share time with the bucket? Share a life with the bucket? What's wrong with me? I don't understand. Perhaps if I had the bucket, this would be less confusing. Yes. Stanley, give me the bucket. Give it to me. Give me the bucket, Stanley. I need it. Give it to me now. Give it or a...